Rasta Ralph, live and direct, a new podcast. Always good to talk to you guys, giving my little knowledge and explain you how you get your stuff on the long run, because I know everybody went to classes in a hotel room and all excited about doing their own event in another hotel room. But next thing you know, you only got 5 people registered. What you gonna do? Something to think about before you start doing your seminar or your event or whatever you want to do with people. So this podcast, it's all about room rental. So, first of all, little tips. Some of you just finished a class, a program, train a trainer, and wondering how we get people in our room. But you get a little taste of it, but you're wondering, should I rent a room? What do I need to do before I put my event? First thing first, when are you putting your event? How many people are you expecting? Do you really need to get a hotel room or a conference room in the hotel? Especially if you had only less than 20 people. I'm sure you have a friend who's got a nice living room that can hold 20 people. You could put chairs or just couch, whatever needs to be done to save you some money on your first event. Like this, you have a profit instead of a loss. Always remember, when you're doing something, it's to get better and better. So by renting a room, you ain't gonna get better. You might just spend more money. So it's something to think about before you start renting rooms. Especially if you have less than 50 people, 100 people. Don't bother renting a hotel room. Always remember, there's other places that you can rent for free or be there for your friends and have the same impact of whatever to deliver to them. Something to think about, because the hotel room might cost you money with gear and all that stuff. And if you ask your friend who's got a nice house with a living room, the price of the ticket will be the same. It's the deliverer of your message that really matters. Wherever the event is, it's where it is. It's the delivery of your message that people will enjoy. So if you're in a hotel room and you have all the noise around you, they cannot deliver properly your message, ain't gonna impact nothing. If you're at somebody's place, you're able to impact the event and impact the words, your message to them, without spending that much and making profit because they want to hear more about you. And when you're done, you're offering them your next program. What will happen? They just want to have more of you. It's not about where you're doing it. It's how you're doing it. So by practicing several places, several living rooms, several friends' place, several wherever you want to go practice without costing you a dime before you put your event, your big event or your small event, whatever it is. Just remember, do not rent room that will not bring profit in your pocket. Because we all here to make something work for us to move further in our life. So when we're going backwards and backwards with renting room, and not really making money, it's not really worth it on the long run. And this is how we beat yourself, and you said, well, I think that training thing is not really working. It does work. You just have to put the wood in, the fire, and everything will warm you up just the way it's supposed to be warming you up. So my friend, do not complicate anything. Before you rent any room, how many people you have, pre-sell your ticket, offer what you have to offer, and have a good time delivering your message. This is my little tip on renting room. I will have some more, but right now, this is what I got for you guys. Just so you wrap up your head around not always following what we're teaching you from whatever we have. We started in our basement with 5 people, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows. Everything starts with a little seed, with one person who had an idea, share it with other people. Other people like it, they'll do the ripple effect. If they don't like it, don't even bother. There will be no ripple effect. It's pretty straightforward. So my friend, just understand what message you're willing to deliver, how many people you want to have in your room, prepaid, or pay at the door, offer, so they want more, and have a good time delivering your message. This is Resta Ralph, giving you a little tips on the renting rooms and make the best out of it. Until next time, love you all. Blessing.